约翰福音第八章第十二节。
Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 12。
如果没有圣经，各位可以听我们来读。这里说，耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”
John chapter 8 verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
我们请有圣经的弟兄姐妹同声读这一节圣经。
I'd like to invite all the brothers and sisters to read in unison to read this verse.
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”我们请读英文的弟兄姐妹读一次。
I'd like to invite those brothers and sisters who prefer to read in English to read one time for all of us.
请。OK, 我们再一次的安静祷告。
Let's pray one more time.
主啊，我们求你安静我们的心，当你的仆人奉你的名要传讲你真理信息的时候，让我们的耳朵能开启，能够听见你的声音。主啊，愿你赐福你仆人今天所传讲的信息，无论是慕道的朋友或者是你的众儿女们，都能够在你的话语中得到造就，得到真理的亮光，得到宝贝的启示。我们这样祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。圣诞节是一个令人兴奋的季节。
Christmas is a seasonal excitement.
小孩子们很兴奋。
Children are very excited.
因为在圣诞节的时候可以得到好多的礼物。
Because they anticipate a lot of gifts during Christmas time.
特别是那些漂亮的衣服、好吃的糖果、好玩的玩具。
Especially those beautiful dress, clothes, and wonderful toys and yummy candies.
学生对圣诞节很兴奋。
Students are very excited too about the Christmas.
因为期中考试啊，期末考试，把人都快要考焦了。
Because the final exam finally was gone.
现在可以享受圣诞节，可以好好的轻松轻松。
I'll have some time, relaxation and fun.
上班的每一个人，工作人也都很兴奋。
Career people are very excited too.
因为一年一度的圣诞节假期终于来到。
Because once a year the Christmas vacation finally arrived.
我们可以有机会享受几天轻松的时间。
They can a few days of relaxation too.
那做买卖的人就更兴奋了。
To the businessman is also an exciting time.
他们用各样的方法推出各样的东西来，可以赚圣诞钱，可以赚圣诞钱发圣诞财。
They can also excitement of making extra profit by the Christmas special sale and special advertisement whatever.
然而在座的弟兄姐妹。
However, brothers and sisters,
在座的朋友们
，Oh dear friends,
我们对于圣诞节真正的意义了解多少
？How much do we know and understand the true meaning of Christmas?
我们今天坐在这个地方庆祝主耶稣的降生。
So、we come today and come together to celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ.
我们在这里唱诗歌赞美他。
So、we sing together and to praise Him.
请问，究竟你对于圣诞节的真意知道多少
？Like to ask each one of you, how much do you really understand the true meaning of Christmas?
有一次，一位主日学的老师问他班上的同学。
One time, a Sunday school student, one day, Sunday school teacher to ask a student.
他说，圣诞节是庆祝谁的生日啊
？He asked, whose birthday do we celebrate on Christmas?
有位小朋友赶紧的举手。
There was a student say, I know, I know.
他说，我知道了。那个老师说：“你说
，OK, please tell us。”
他说：“是庆祝圣诞老公公的生日。”
I say Christmas certainly to celebrate the birthday of Santa Claus.
那你我今天怎么样？是不是跟那个小朋友差不多
？What's our situation? What's our understanding?
我们去买圣诞树来。
We We go to buy the Christmas tree.
我们在圣诞树上挂圣诞老公公。
We decorate the Santa Claus on the Christmas tree.
我也看见人这个胸前带着圣诞老公公。
They also have a decoration in front of the chest of the, with Santa.
我也收到圣诞卡片，上面是圣诞老公公。
I also received a Christmas card with the picture of the Santa Claus.
我们知道那个圣诞老人，请问。你知道主耶稣基督有多少？
We all know Santa Claus, but how much do we know Jesus Christ?
我们如果仅仅是这样的来庆祝圣诞节，那实在很可惜。
If that's the way we celebrate Christmas, we really missed the boat.
今天我也跟各位思想刚才所读的这节圣经。
Today I'd like to invite all of you to reflect upon the verse we just read.
这一节的圣经能够告诉我们耶稣基督降生的目的和意义是什么。
This verse will tell us the true meaning of why Jesus Christ came to this world.
这一节的圣经能够告诉你耶稣基督降生跟你和我的关系是什么。
This verse will tell us the birth of Jesus Christ. How does that relate to you and me?
这一节的圣经里面起码有三个宝贝的意思。
There are three precious meaning in this verse.
第一，我们看见说，这一节圣经是主耶稣基督向全人类的一个宣告。
First, we see this verse is a proclamation from Jesus Christ to the whole mankind.
在圣经的原文，这一节圣经的一开始有“因此”两个字。
In according to the original Greek text, John 8:12 began with a therefore.
因此，主耶稣基督又对众人说：“我是世界的光。”
So you read, therefore, Jesus spoke again to the people, that I am the light of the world.
那我们看见这是一个宣告。
We see very clearly this was a proclamation.
主耶稣为什么有这样的一个宣告
？Why did Jesus proclaim that？
为什么他向众人很严肃的他说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，不要得着生命的光呢
？”Why did Jesus proclaim to the crowds that I'm the light of the world? Whoever follow me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
我们读前面的这段圣经，就知道为什么他说因此。
If we have time, if we study the previous text, John 8, chapter 8, verse 2 to 11, we will find out the reason.
我们就知道主耶稣说这话的背景是什么。
We will know the background, why Jesus say so.
原来有一群的人在听耶稣基督讲道的时候。
Originally, there was a crowd listening to Jesus' teaching.
忽然群众当中起了一阵的骚动。
Suddenly, there's a noise came out.
因为有几个文士和法利赛人，他们带了一个人来。
Because the teacher of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman.
他们带了一个女人来，叫他们站在众人的当中。
They brought in a woman and asked her to stand in front of the crowd.
那几个文士和法利赛人，当着众人的面前，当着主耶稣基督的面，控告那一个妇人。
The teacher of the law and the Pharisee accused this woman in front of the crowd.
他们说，夫子啊，这一个人，是当他正在行淫的时候，我们把他抓到的。
He said, Rabbi, we caught her while she was committing adultery.
照着摩西的律法，他应该被石头打死。那么现在，我们请问你，你认为应该把他怎么样呢？
In the law, Moses command us, we need to stone her to death.What's your opinion?
主耶稣看见那个光景
And Jesus saw the scene.
听见他们的控告
Jesus heard the accusation.
他心里非常难过
He felt sorry.
他没有讲一句话
He was silent.
他弯着腰在用指头在地上画字
He bent down and started to write on the ground with his fingers.
因为他看见有一个极大黑暗的势力笼罩在那里
Because he observed and he see.There's a great darkness there.
他看见人的心里面满了黑暗。
He saw the people's hearts full of darkness.
他看见人们自己的眼睛只看见别人的邪恶。
He realized that when people only saw other people's evil,
他们确实没有看见自己里面的罪恶。
But they didn't see themselves as evil too.
他们伸出手指头来定别人的罪。
When they point their finger at someone else,
但是他们却没有看见自己的罪。
They didn't see they are also sinful.
所以主耶稣在地上画字。
When Jesus used his finger to write on the ground,
因为他晓得人的心。
Because he know people's heart.
他看见人的光景。
He see people through.
他晓得他们来到他的面前的目的是什么。
He know their motivation, their motive.
从外面看起来。
Externally speaking.
哦，他们似乎在秉公行义。
It seems like they carry out the justice.
他们在执行摩西的律法。
It seems they try to carry out the law of Moses.
他们要肃清，他们要对付一些罪恶。
They want to get rid of evils.
但是他们的动机却不是这样。假如主耶稣对他们说
If Jesus answer,
他说这个妇人应该被石头打死
If Jesus responds, say, according to the law of Moses, this woman should be stoned.
霎时间那群众手中的石头就要落在这个妇人的身上
Right away, this woman will be stoned to death by the crowd.
同时在这个妇人被打死的时候
In the meantime,
耶稣基督也要受罗马法律的制裁
Jesus also will violate the Romans' rule
因为在那个时候只有罗马政府的官员有权柄可以定人的死罪
Because according to Roman law only Roman government has the authority to pronounce the verdict of death
你看这些人不是刚好吗一石二鸟不但把这个妇人处死了也把耶稣基督定罪了
This was a perfect plot, one stone for two birds.
因为圣经明明的就说，他们来如此控告，乃是要找耶稣基督的把柄，想要陷害他。
The Bible tells us this very clearly. The reason they came to ask this question because they want to trap Jesus.
假如耶稣说，把这个妇人放了吧。
If Jesus say, they shouldn't condemn this woman, release her.
不要定她的罪。
Don't condemn her.
那么主耶稣基督成了一个包庇罪恶的人。
And Jesus becomes someone to hide sin and tolerate sin.
他是一个不行公义的人。
Then he becomes unrighteous.
那些人也要定他的罪。
Those people also are convicted of sin.
可是感谢主耶稣。
But we praise the Lord.
他知道人的心。
He see people through.
他能够洞察人的动机。
Can see people's heart.
他的光能够照亮人的心。
Light can enlighten people's heart.
他没有立刻回答他们的问题。
He didn't answer the question.
他只是弯腰在地上写字。
Just bent and write on the ground.
他写什么呢？
What did he write?
圣经上没有明明
说。The Bible did not tell us.
他可能先画一个人的心。
Very likely, very possibly, he drew a heart.
然后他就写出圣经利未记第二十章十节的话。
Possible he wrote Leviticus chapter 20 verse 10.
那你说与邻舍之妻行淫的奸夫淫妇都必致死。
A man commit adultery with the wife of his neighbor, both the adulterer and the adulteress must be put to death.
然后又写出生命记第二十二章二十二节。
Then he wrote Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 20.
那你说若遇见人有与丈夫的妇人行淫，就要将奸夫淫妇一并致死。
It says if a man is found sleeping with another man's wife, both the man who slept with her and the woman must die.
耶稣可能继续写。
Jesus very likely and possibly to continue to write.
他说，淫妇已经抓到了，请奸夫在什么地方
？Now we cut the adulteress. Where's the adulterer?
律法之前，人人都平等，为什么抓到一个放掉一个
？Before the law all are equal, why we play the favoritism?
只是那些人不停地追问，所以主耶稣就直起腰来对他们说。
When they kept on pushing on Jesus, questioning him,
他说：“你们中间谁是没有罪的，你们就可以先拿石头来打死。”
Jesus straightened out and said to them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her."
说完了以后，他又弯腰继续在地上画字。
Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground.
他画什么呢
？What did he write?
可能他再画一个人的心。
Jesus drew another heart.
他继续在那上面写的。
And within that heart, he wrote,
诡诈
shrewd,
假冒为善
hypocrisy,
邪恶
evil,
不公不义
unrighteousness,
骄傲
pride,
自以为义
self-righteous,
黑暗
darkness,
不认识自己
ignorance about self.
当耶稣基督还在继续写的时候
while Jesus was writing,
那些定人罪的人
all the crowd will convict that woman,
却自己被定了罪。
They will convict themselves.
他们看见自己的邪恶
They realize they are evil.
从老到少的
from the oldest to the youngest.
他们一个一个放下自己手中的石头。
One by one, they drop their stone.
一个一个低着头。
One by one, drop their head.
一个一个放弃了脚步。
And they slip away quietly.
走了。没有一个人在那里。
Nobody stayed, remained.
所以在这时候，主耶稣就转过来，向众人说。
And Jesus turned around later.
他说我是世界的光跟从我的就不在黑暗里走必要得着生命的光
Jesus told the crowd I am the light of the world whoever follow me will never walk in darkness but will have the light of life
这就是他讲这话的背景
That's the background
这是一个向全世界人类的一个宣告
That's a proclamation to the whole world
第二我们也看见说这是全人类每一个人的需要
Secondly, we see in this verse, this is the need of the all mankind.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们
Dear brothers and sisters and friends,
这些拿住淫妇来要定他们罪的人
Those people who call that adulteress and try to convict her,
他们都走了
They all left.
从老到少
From the oldest to the youngest.
一个一个都走了
One by one.
请问他们走到什么地方去
wonder and ask each one
他们走到他们走了什么样的方向
Which direction they had.
他们仍然在黑暗里面摸索
They still walk in the darkness.
他们需要光
they need light.
他们的生命中需要光
in their life, they need the light.
否则他们在那黑暗中继续摸索了几十年在死了之后他们要落到极大更大的黑暗里面
Otherwise, after they walk in darkness of their whole life they'll go to the more painful and the darkest place after they die.
这就是人类历史的写照。
That is the historical picture of whole mankind.
自从我们的始祖亚当犯罪之后
Since the fall of Adam and Eve,
人类就落在这黑暗里面。
The whole human being fell into darkness.
因为人的心里黑暗。
Because the people's hearts in darkness.
这个社会黑暗。
Society is in darkness.
整个世界黑暗。
The whole world is in darkness.
人生活在黑暗里面。
We live in the darkness.
正如有一位希腊的哲学家
Just like a Greek philosopher,
Diogenes, 他在白天的拿着一个灯笼。
One time he held a lantern in the daytime.
他在街上走。
On the street of Athens.
他说我要寻找一个人。
He want to find a man.
我寻找一个在光明中生活的人。
I want to find a man live in the light.
我寻找到一个人里面是光明的一个人。
I like to find a man of a complete integrity without any darkness within him.
当然他失望了。
He was very disappointed.
他没有找到。
He did not find.
正如有一位名画家。
Just like a renowned pen,
名叫 Howman Hunter 的那位名画家。
Just like a popular painter, Howl Hunt.
画了一幅很有名的画。
He drew a very famous painting.
那个画上面是描写一个人的心门紧紧地关闭着。
On that painting, and there was a Man's heart is locked tightly.
那个门上的门栓跟门钉都长了锈。
Both the door are locked and the nails are rusty.
那个门楣上面爬的有常春藤。
The ivy covered the door frame.
门槛上面有一些荆棘长起来。
The door sill is filled with thorns.
那个门从来没有开启过。
Evidently that door has never been opened.
然后，在那个画的旁边。那一位头戴荆棘冠冕身穿紫袍的耶稣基督
in the painting and also we see Jesus came with a crown of thorns and wear the purple robe
左手拿着灯右手举起来那个戴着有钉痕的手在那里敲门
his left hand holds a lamp and he knocked at the door with his pierced right hand
下面有一行字写着说
there's a statement under this painting
看啊我站在人的心门外叩门
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他里面去。
If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come in.
我与他，他与我要一同坐席。
And eat with him and be with him.
各位，这一幅的图画不是正在描写人心灵中的光景吗
？My friends, my dear brother and sister.Does this picture to describe our heart situation?
这一幅图画正是描写耶稣是世界证明，世界的真光。
Doesn't this picture, this painting, to describe, to depict that Jesus Christ is the light of the world?
他要进到人的心中，做人的生命之光。
He to enter the people's heart to be the light of life.
那正是约翰福音第一章第九节所介绍的。
It's just like Gospel John 1:9 says.
那光是真光，要照亮一切生在世上的人。
The true light that gives light to every man was coming to the world.
这说明了主耶稣基督降世为人的目的。
This also explains the purpose why Jesus came to this world.
因着他道成肉身到这世上来。
Due to because of his incarnation,
因着他的死和复活，
because his death and resurrection,
战胜了黑暗的权势，
he has overcome the power of darkness.
每一个信他的人，
for every believer,
可以从黑暗中出来，进入到光明。
Whoever believes him can come out of the darkness, enter the light.
可以从死亡出来，进入永生。
They come out of the death and into the eternal life.
第三，我们在这一节圣经里面看到，这是神的应许。
Thirdly, we also can see this is a promise in this verse.
他说：“那些跟从我的，不在黑暗里走，一定要得着生命的光。
”For those who will walk, follow me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life.
一定要得着生命的光。
They will.
各位，你还记得2000年之前？
Dear brother and sister, do you still remember 2,000 years ago?
有几位在那里研究天文学的博士。
Those magi, those wise men, they study astronomy.
他们看见天象的特别变化。
They see the special manifestation in the sky.
他们知道有一位救主要降生。
They know there's the Savior is coming.
他们从东方千里迢迢地来寻找这一位。
They came a long, long way from the east.
在那星光的引导之下。
They follow the guidance of stars.
他们在伯利恒城里找到了那位世界的真光。
They found the light of the world at Bethlehem.
在伯利恒的野地里面有那些牧羊的人。
In the nearby fields of Bethlehem, there were shepherds.
他们在半夜的时候有大光照着他们。
At midnight, there was a big light, a great light to shine upon them.
有好消息报告他们。
There was good news to be reported.
今天晚上在大卫的城里面为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Tonight in the city of David, there's a child be born, is a Savior, and is Jesus Christ.
他们到伯利恒城里面找到了那位生命的光。
So they went to the city of Bethlehem and they found the light of life.
2000年来，从古到今，所有一切寻找主耶稣基督的人，没有一个失望，没有一个不被他找到。
Since 2,000 years ago, all for the all the true seeker, they always find.
好像上个礼拜三晚上。信主受洗归主的弟兄姐妹一样。
Like our last Wednesday night, there were 9 brothers and sisters being baptized just like them.
他们都找到了那一位耶稣基督做他们生命的光。
They all found Jesus Christ as the light of their life.
人不但可以因信耶稣基督得着生命的光。
It's more, not only we can receive Jesus as the light of life.
并且可以为光做见证。
But also we can witness to this light.
是耶稣基督住在我们的那个生命的光，接着我们可以把它发挥出来，表扬出来。
Because Jesus Christ, the light of the world, lives in us, so our life can reflect that light.
正如那一位先前活在黑暗里面，后来蒙主耶稣基督光照得到改变的保罗一样。
It's like Apostle Paul, who used to live in the darkness and later on be converted and get into the light.
他写信给腓立比的教会弟兄姊妹说，
Explain very clearly in the Philippians.
他说从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女，光明所结的果子就是一切的良善、公义、诚实。
He said, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light.For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
弟兄姐妹，什么是光？
Dear brother and sister, what is light?
我们发出什么样的光来？
What kind of light can we reflect?
就是一个接受耶稣基督的人。
To a Christian, to a believer.
因着耶稣的光住在他里面。
Because the light of Jesus indwells in him.
因着耶稣的性情在他里面有份。
Because the character of Jesus Christ indwelling him.
所以他就很显然地把这一些神的性情表明出来，活在这个黑暗的世界成为了人的光。
Because of that reason, they can obviously to demonstrate to manifest the attribute of God in this world.
世人可以认识这个光，信靠这位耶稣基督。
So through those Christians' light, the believers' light, they can recognize this true light.
今天在座的有多少位是慕道的朋友？
I wonder how many of us here this morning, and you are still a true seeker. You want to know who is the Lord.
你愿不愿意今天说主耶稣基督啊？我愿意你来做我生命的光。
Are you willing to accept Jesus today and this morning? That you come to my life, the light of my life.
这节圣经里面说，耶稣宣告说，我是世界的光。
John 8:12, Jesus say, "I am the light of the world."
这是很客观的。
That's very objective.
但是他说。那些跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，他们要得着生命的光。
He also said, "Whoever follow me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
那些信靠他的人，就从一个客观的真理，变成了他自己主观的一个事实。耶稣基督做了他的生命的光。
For those believers, they were based upon this objective truth, they become their personal subjective experience. But Jesus Christ become their light.
愿主恩待我们在座的每一位基督徒。
We pray that Lord will also show grace to all the believers this morning.
你愿不愿意在这个圣诞节的时候说主耶稣啊，我再一次把自己献在你的手中。
In this special Christmas season, are you willing to say, Lord, I would like to rededicate my life to you?
在这个忙碌的季节里面。
In this very busy season.
许多人在那里狂欢的一个季节里面。
In the season, a lot of people just spend their time parties.
主耶稣，求你把我分别出来。
Lord, I just pray that you set me apart.
不是借着这个节期来放纵情欲。
It's not try to abuse to in this season.
那是借着这个机会为你做光的见证。
But in special this season, I can witness to you the true light.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，但愿你自己的话语进到我的心中，也进到每一个人的心中。让你这位世界的光照亮黑暗世界的，除去黑暗权势的，进到我的心中，做我生命的光，而且让你的仆人做你发光的见证人，把你反射出来。愿主恩待我们中间，如果有慕道的朋友还没有信靠你的，主啊，求你恩待，让他在这个特别的时候能够认识耶稣基督来的世上来是要做他的光，做他生命的光，使他找到这个光亮的时候，他的人生有改变，他里面发了亮，他有人生的方向，有生活的意义和目的，不至于在黑暗中摸索几十年而落在更大的黑暗里面。主啊，我们谢谢你，赞美你，让我们有这个分别的时候，有这个分别的时间，有这个分别的地方，我们来敬拜你，来歌颂你。愿你向我们每一个人说话，而你这一节的圣经就放在我们每一个人的心中，使我们不知忘记。我们这样祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。